This is U105. There's a heartbreaking story in the Belfast Telegraph recently. Pregnant mom with terminal cancer makes heartbreaking plea, help me live to see my unborn child smile. A young pregnant mother with terminal cancer has made an emotional plea for help to survive so she can see her unborn baby grow up. Belfast woman Margaret Lee Hilton has been told by doctors here that the best she can hope for is to have her baby by cesarean section at 28 weeks and then go home to die. But her family believe that alternative treatment in Mexico could prolong her life, and they're appealing to the public to help fund the treatment they say could allow her to spend those first vital years with her child. It's a very, very sad story. I want to speak to Margaret Lee's sister, Nicola, who's on this line. Nicola, good morning. This is such a sad story, Nicola. How much faith do you have in the alternative treatment in Mexico?
Well, my brother has done a lot of research on it, and there's a lot of good stories and good high percentage rates of people living for like 6 to 12 years after they've been diagnosed. So it seems to be our only hope at the moment.
This is with pancreatic cancer, and time and again we hear that when you're diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, that sadly there doesn't seem to be a reprieve.
Well, no, unfortunately not. Well, we've been told that it's pancreatic cancer and it's spreading, so sorry, I'm just...
I can understand you finding it difficult to speak to us at the moment, Nicola. I really appreciate your time this morning. How is Margaret Lee at this present moment in time?
Well, she's not well at all at the moment. She's very weak. She can't eat. She's just vomiting constantly. It's just very hard to watch your younger sister have to go through all this and then her being pregnant on top of that, which is heartbreaking as well.
And what steps have you taken to try and provide her with the alternative that's provided in Mexico?
Well, we've sent off all our information from the doctors here, and they're more or less telling us that we'll be able to go ahead with things, but unfortunately as well, they can't treat her now until she delivers the baby.
And she has to wait until 28 weeks have elapsed?
Until she has the baby delivered, they said, then they can start treating her.
And so how long do you think that will be before she's able to go to even consider going to Mexico?
Well, she's 15 to 16 weeks. She's about 16 weeks now, so the baby can't be delivered here until 28 weeks or after, they've told us here. So it's a good lot of weeks away.
And in the meantime, Margaret Lee is coping with, you say, a difficult situation on a daily basis. She's on low dose chemotherapy. Does that put her unborn baby at risk or not?
Well, no, the hospital and the obstetrician here have said the low dose of chemo won't harm the baby in any way. Well, that's what they've told us.
And Margaret Lee's also mum to young Amy as well.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
Must be very difficult for your family at the moment, Nicola.
Indescribable. I can't put it into words. Sorry.
No, I think anyone listening to the programme will understand what you're going through, and also the reason that you're strong enough to talk to us, having already done an interview with the Belfast Telegraph, is down to this hope that you'd be able to get Margaret Lee to Mexico. For that to happen, what is needed?
Well, the clinic in Mexico have said that the treatment will probably cost $50,000. I don't know how much that is in our money. But if she needs to go back again, that it's going to cost the same amount of money. So we're just going to have to try and keep the fundraising going. And hopefully she'll have the baby, maybe no later than 28 weeks. And we can get her over there if she's well enough and strong enough to travel.
And how much progress have you made with the fundraising?
Well, to be honest, I haven't been on looking at it. I just haven't had the time, but I think it's went up. I think it's nearly 40 now, 40,000.
And what method are you using for this fundraising? How do people? We're not here to fundraise for anyone.
No,
that's not our job. But we can certainly steer people towards the site, and they can pass their own judgment. Where do they find out more information?
On the GoFundMe.com, their web page is on there. All the information. You click on the link, and it will take you to the story to read about it. If you want to go on and read, you don't have to go on and donate it. Even if people can go on and just share the story on their Facebook page, it would help.
Okay, so just to describe, but some people maybe not very familiar with the steps to take. Describe the steps you take to get to this place online.
Oh, you go to GoFundMe.com and you look through the stories, and you'll see the story about pregnant mum with cancer, and you'll look at the picture, and there's a link that you click on, and that takes you to the page.
And is there great community support? You're from Lenadoon in West Belfast. Is there great community support for Margaret Lee, or are people only beginning to become aware of her issue, or are they already rowing in behind you?
Oh, no, to be honest, everyone has been really, really brilliant. Can't thank them enough. And even people from the likes of Canada and Germany, and we have a half-sister in Germany, you see, so she's been sharing the link out there. So everybody has been really, really brilliant.
I believe Margaret Lee's very popular in the community, working since she left school at the Our Lady's home in Beachmount. Am I right on that?
Yes, yeah. She's very well liked in there, so she loved her job. So she did.
And it certainly is a testing time for her and for your family at this present moment in time, Nicola. And yes, there are other families coping with similar issues and similar problems, but yours is, it's heartbreaking to think that Margaret Lee is so ill that she is pregnant, and that you firmly believe from the research that you've done that she may be blessed with years of life to spend with her new baby. And unfortunately, if she doesn't get that, alternative treatment, the only advice locally here is for her to accept the fact that she's terminally ill.
Yeah, well, that's what they've more or less just told us. Like, things are really bad, and your chemo is only going to help with the symptoms and give you a bit more time, which I don't think is good enough. We can't give up hope. We're not going to give up on her. She has plenty of life left in her, and if she gets here, she can have plenty of time left with this new baby and her other daughter and everyone else.
It's also a timely reminder of the issue of pancreatic cancer that has been really the Cinderella cancer for so long, almost ignored, not promoted, not highlighted, and there are a series of different groups trying to bring more awareness of pancreatic cancer, because so many people have lost so many good friends to it.
Yeah. I think it's one of those diseases that doesn't really come to a head until it's maybe, unfortunately, too late. You know?
Well, you're a prime example of a family never giving up hope, Nicola. And I certainly appreciate you coming on with us. And I think on behalf of everyone involved in the programme and everyone listening to the programme, we'd send our heartfelt good wishes to Margaret Lee, and we hope against hope that she can make some progress. And our thoughts are with your family, and I really appreciate you speaking to us.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nicola Hilton, obviously very worried about her sister Margaret Lee, 33 years old, coping with pancreatic cancer, hoping to see her little baby be born and live with her for a couple of years at least, because there is a suggestion that she may have 2 or 3 years of life if she has this alternative therapy in Mexico, whereas the prognosis for life expectancy without that is very short indeed. You never realise the difficulties that families are going through.